Time for a few good minutes here on Jaguars.com. We've got Josh Scobie joining us this week. 11 years, the oldest guy in the locker room. I bet you miss Meester, don't you?
I do, because he would make me feel young. But, you know, it's a good thing that I've been around here that long. It means I've, you know, had success, and hopefully I'm around a lot longer.
But with all these young guys, I mean, you, of all people, I mean, look at all of them. There's so many of them. How many of them were in high school when you got to the NFL?
None.
Yeah.
I would say none, yeah.
Well, at least none of them weren't born before you got here.
That's a good point.
All right, let's get started with the big kick, and that was supposed to be on Sunday in Tennessee.
Yep.
I know you're still frustrated by it.
Absolutely.
The thing that was frustrating, I think, from my perspective was, here you are getting to line up for your first game winner since
2010, 59-yarder against the Colts.
Yeah, one of the biggest kick.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden now we're lining up for it and it doesn't come off. So where are you today on that?
You know, it still stings with me because, you know, we're so soon removed from it. But, you know, it's something that I got to deal with, figure out what went wrong, why I kicked the ball lower than normal, and then move on. And that's just the way it is sometimes. You make the ones that you aren't normally supposed to make, and sometimes you miss some that you should make. But that's just the life of a kicker.
You know, we've been through the last couple of years where this team hasn't been winning, so you haven't had the chance to get the game winner. Do you at least get the sense after the last couple of weeks and getting to line up for it that maybe we're seeing this team put you in a position where you will kick more game winners?
Absolutely. You know, the feeling around the locker room is a lot better, even though we haven't gotten the results we want with the win-loss record. But things are starting to feel better. We're closing the gap on these scores, and I think, you know, we're only going to be going in the right direction.
All right, next up, number one. You own all the records around here. What's next on your to-do list, your bucket list as an NFL kicker?
It's really just, I mean, it's simple. I don't set too many long-term goals. It's, you know, try to do one step at a time, and, you know, it's just, you know, make each kick play another season here, play as long as you can. Those are my only goals.
When you first got here, obviously you're a rookie, you're just getting started. Mm-hmm. At what point did you realize that you could own all the records, that you could surpass Mike Hollis?
I never even thought about that because, like I said, I really just focus on little things and not things that are so far, you know, removed or in the future because that can just weigh too much on your mind. But, you know, as you go along, you see things that you might want to set a goal for, but at the same time, be realistic and knowing that that can take a long time.
The golf game is next. Can you make money playing golf?
I can. I would have to be playing against amateurs who we were betting, but, you know, I love golf.
You really love golf.
I do. It's my obsession. And, you know, the only problem is sometimes I think I'm better than I really am, but you know, I play in a lot of tournaments every year, and I started playing golf and more importantly, tournament golf at a later age, so I don't have that experience of, you know, the youth golf that a lot of these kids do, but it's something I love to do, and you know, as long as my schedule permits it while I'm playing football, I'll play as long as I can.
Well, how cool is it for you to have the PGA Tour right here in town?
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic.
All know you out there, I'm sure.
Here
comes Josh
absolutely.
Again. He's looking to play.
Yeah. I walk up to the front at TPC Sawgrass, and they kind of roll their eyes because they know I'm probably going to be playing for a discounted rate. But it's great having it here. I have a lot of friends that play on tour. I get to play with them, and that's how I know how much better they are than me.
Discounted rate. Is that what they're calling free these days?
That is, yes. Yes.
Do you roll up in the car? Because that's our next topic, the car. I see the car in and out of traffic. I go, there's Scopes, right? Jen's like, how do you know? I go, where do you see that car? So give us the year, the make, the model, and what led you to buy that car. And if you care to, how much did it cost? Hey, you're not ready to say that.
Yeah. It's a 2010 Aston Martin DBS, and the reason I bought it is because growing up, my dad was a huge James Bond fan, and the Aston Martin is the Bond car. And you know, when they came out with Casino Royale, they used a 2006 model DBS, and I fell in love with that one. And then the next movie came out, and they used a 2009, and that's pretty much the model that I have now. That was a black one; mine's gray. And I bought that one 2 years ago after I signed my latest contract. And
you earned it.
Yeah, it was my dream car, and I plan on having it for a long time.
How much do you drive it?
Only about, I'd say, once every 2 weeks.
Okay.
It's not something that I want to put a ton of miles on.
Do you have a lift in your garage? Are you that persnippity with it?
I'm thinking about getting some type of fancy flooring or maybe a cover for it because we, you know, get all the dust and the bugs.
A big S painted in the middle of the floor.
I don't know about all that. But
final topic, fun. You always seem to have fun. You have fun with our guys when you're roaming the locker room with a camera. You always seem to. The smile wasn't on your face last week. You always have fun, though.
Yeah.
So tell me, did you learn that from Joe Zelenka?
He was a good person to learn from when it came to, you know, not taking yourself so seriously. And sometimes I see guys throughout the years that, you know, don't act quite the right way they should when it comes to the media or people that they think are that don't have their best interests at heart. But I like to have fun with it and, you know, treat people the way they should be treated. And, you know, sometimes that comes off of me as too much humor or maybe sarcasm. But, you know, I'm having a great time here. I live a privileged life and, you know, something that I don't take for granted and I never will. And why not have fun with it?
Great perspective. Will you come back when you kick the game winner? Hopefully next week.
Yeah, that would be fantastic and another opportunity.
All right, Josh. Thanks so much. We appreciate it. See you next week in a few good minutes.